The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 7th day of January 2013. Ron McDonald is with me now. Back to Ken. Ken.
Yeah, of course you're right, John, about the permit business. Now, I agree on that. All I'm saying is that it's better, something like this, better than having a policeman stand in front of a thing or look at, or a private security person in front of, physically standing so that they're noticeable to all his children. As long as it's known that the people, somebody inside the building has got a gun, which they would have, I think this is an improvement over that alternative. That's my point.
All right, Ken, I appreciate your call. Thank you, Ron.
Passing a law is basically giving a privilege and immunity to someone who once had an unalienable right to hold that right. And I think that's what you're saying when you're saying this is a problem. It's a problem to get a permission from the state. Because as soon as you get a permission from the state, they can retrieve that permission at any time they wish.
Well, and the first move I would do is I would take these federal restrictions off of the states about this gun-free zone business. So let's throw it back into the I don't know what's going to happen mix. If I go into a schoolyard or I go into a school and it's no longer gun-free, I'm not going to know who's got a gun, where it's going to come from. And I agree with Ken, you know, here again, it's the art of political compromise, you know, rather than having that police officer. You know, folks, you know, we got cops in all of our public schools across the country. Most of the school districts in your states already have designated police department personnel on site while the children are in school. Mostly these are retirement age people or people that I don't want to be too derogatory here, but maybe some of the people that shouldn't be on the front lines, okay, out there on the streets in their cruisers, you know, tasering and handing out parking tickets, you know, or women. That's another favorite, to put them in schools. You know, all this lockdown, all of this control, this is more of a psyop situation, a psychological operation, than it is anything else. The reason... And I talked about this 15 years ago on air. Do you remember, folks, we were having carjacking, and just about every night on the evening news you were hearing in any city or town USA of carjackings. You know, little thugs with guns running up to people in traffic, pointing guns at them, and taking their cars. Well, when they come out with concealed weapon carry, all of a sudden these carjacking rates went down because the little thug with the gun didn't know if he was going to have a gun pointed back at him if he made threats against a motorist sitting in a car someplace. Get out of your car. Give me your valuables. Give me your car. Yeah, screw you. Bam! You know, all of a sudden, carjacking rates started to go through the floor. Why? This is the one thing that Wayne LaPierre said, and he probably stole it from somebody else. But I haven't heard anything to the contrary, so I'll credit him with the statement. The way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And that means all of us, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not advocating everybody carries weapons around. I keep one in my car. They changed the Texas law. I even forgot the damn thing is in there. But I don't go anyplace unarmed. But I don't even think about it. I don't even remember sometimes that I even have it in the car.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, energy and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Had an email, Dan in SB. What does SB stand for? Southern Bama? He says, filing lawsuits, he said, I don't know what that would do except feed the monster you're trying to kill. It might well probably bankrupt them to the point the government would take more of our taxes to bail them out. Then they'd nationalize them and make them immune from prosecution. They've already done almost that exact same thing with the pharmaceutical industry. The labeling would add about 7 cents per customer. So we don't so much want the labeling as we do not want them to ban the use of GMOs totally. Giving them the ease of labeling gives them a way to continue to poison us. Yeah. Okay. But like I said, you know, if you've got homeowner's insurance and your house burns down 5 times in 12 years, do you think it might be a little tough to go to an insurer to get your house insured, even though the bank would demand if you had mortgage on that very same house? They demand that you have homeowner's insurance, folks. You just can't have something that expensive. They're protecting their interest. By way of interest. So I don't know. I don't know about that one. You know, the rest of the world is getting sane and they're telling the genetically modified freaks out there, you know, take a hike with your junk. Yeah, I mean, what arrogance is this? I'll tell you how crazy this is getting. And I mentioned this at the top of last hour. Unless the rice you buy is certified organic or comes specifically, and by the way, just because something is certified as being organic, would I bet my life that it is organic? No. Or comes specifically from a farm that tests its rice crops for genetically modified traits. You could be eating rice tainted with actual human genes. Yeah, you heard me right.
Mm.
The only known GMO with inbred human traits in cultivation today, a GM rice product made by biotechnology company Ventria Bioscience, is currently being grown on 3,200 acres in Junction City, Kansas. Okay, you farmers out there, oh gosh, you're grabbing the pitchforks and the torches. They're not going after Frankenstein, they're going after the Frankenfood people. Since about 2006, Ventria has been quietly cultivating rice that's been genetically modified with genes from the human liver for the purpose of taking the artificial proteins produced by this Franken rice and using them in pharmaceuticals, with approval from the U.S. Department of, guess who, agriculture. Ventria has taken one of the most widely cultivated grain crops in the world today and essentially turned it into a catalyst for producing new drugs. Now, originally, the cultivation of the GM rice, which comes in three approved varieties, was limited to the laboratory setting, but in 2007, Ventria decided to bring the rice outdoors. The company initially tried to plant crops in Missouri, but met resistance from the rice beer maker people, Anheuser-Busch, which, by the way, is now InBev, stands for International Beverage, and it's now a worldwide conglomerate. Now, what happened was Ann Arbor-Busch said, well, they threatened to boycott all rice from the state in the event that Ventria began planting its rice within the state borders. So what do? They go over to Kansas. So their rice eventually ended up in Kansas, where it's presumably still being grown for the purpose of manufacturing drugs on the 3,200 acres in Junction City. Now, Jane Rissler from the Union of Concerned Scientists said this is not a product that everybody would want to consume, and it's unwise to produce drugs in plants outdoors. But don't tell these, hey, better living through technology, folks. You know, I mean, come on. They're out there. And here's the real thing about this, Ron, that really I think everybody seems to miss. It's the arrogance quotient behind this kind of thinking, that they can move into already existing plant life or whatever, you know, make a few little tiny changes here and there, and then they proclaim it to be their own creation. It's now ours, just like they've been doing with what? The corn. You know, if a farmer's field gets infected by the farmer next door that signed the crop the agreement or the contract with Monsanto, if the stuff ends up in his fields, well, we got Monsanto going after that farmer that told them no before, and he's being sued. Why? Well, you're now using our product. No, it infected my field. That doesn't stop them. I mean, you said this before the program off air. How much nuttier can stuff get?
I don't think we've even seen the end of that statement.
Well, man, telling you what, for people that like drama, self-created drama, hey, they're going to have a banner year this year. Man. All right. Here's the story of absolute idiocy. And some said that this wasn't really a serious proposition. Well, yeah, I think it was. Obama, having kicked off the debt ceiling negotiations by vowing not to negotiate over the debt ceiling. Remember what Tim Geithner, you know, the guy that's getting his hat at the end of this month, remember what he said, Ron? Oh, I think we just ought to lift the debt limit.
Yeah,
what the hell? A new option for paying off the nation's considerable tab is gaining momentum with a cheeky financial and monetary, they call it wonks. This is ABC News, so don't hold it against me. It goes like this. Should Congress fail to extend the U.S. debt limit, reached again on December 31st, the president could ask the Treasury to begin printing trillion-dollar coins. Well, I think they meant stamping trillion-dollar coins. a number of which could be then put toward fulfilling debt obligations in the event new legislation in Congress stalls. While there are no laws in place to regulate how much paper, gold, or silver, or copper currency can be circulated by the government, there are laws in place. There is nothing so clearly stated when it comes to platinum. Now, the Treasury could have the U.S. Mint melt and mold a few trillion dollars of it, then ship the goods over to the Federal Reserve for safekeeping until the time comes to pay the bills. Now, there's only one problem with this. There's only about, what did I hear Mike Rivero say earlier today? There's only about, oh gosh, I can't recall exactly what he said, but he broke down the numbers. This would in no way even come minutely close to backstopping or backing the currency that they're printing out there. I mean, platinum right now is going for about $1,500, $1,600 an ounce. So they're talking about minting ounce coins and then depositing that in Treasury. And there you go. There's the backing. What? What backing? I don't get it.
So, yeah, I'm not getting this one either. So they coin platinum and put a face value on it of $1 trillion?
Evidently, that's their plan.
Hey, pay off the national debt then.
Well, I mean, what happened in Zimbabwe? I mean, what happened?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what happened in these countries where hyperinflation took off? Weren't they making trillion-dollar bills? Of course, they... you know, you might, if you run out of toilet paper, you might feel a little funny taking care of, you know, the paperwork with a trillion-dollar bill, but that was about what it was worth. I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah, that's pure genius. Pure genius.
But here again, the whole issue is being skirted. The whole issue is being skirted about the banking system itself. We've got a problem here, Houston, and nobody is willing to address it. They're all dancing around it. Banks too big to fail? Okay, we'll just open up the public largesse and we'll just vote everybody's money right out of their pocket in surety and backstop for the banks that are too big to fail, which should have failed any damn way. You know, what is this whole banking thing all about, Ron?
Well, isn't that the way to, I mean, switch and bait is something that I knew as a kid, you know, switch and bait. If you want the people's focus away from the real problem, you create other problems. Am I right? I mean, that's...
Well, we've got many problems, and you're right. This whole fiscal cliff argument thing, supposedly doing away with tax cuts or, you know, trying to fix the problem. And all of this was one gigantic tax hike. That's all that it was. Do you think the government's too big? Let me hear everybody at one time. Yes, I heard a lot of yays. Yes, it is. Are we spending money that the federal government is not authorized to spend by way of Constitution? Well, of course. But it's like anything else in this country. You know, Obama, remember what his legal staff said when, well, we need to mandate this Obamacare, we need to kick this thing off, we need, okay, yeah, that's right, we can do it under the Commerce Clause. That statement came out of the White House one time and one time only, and then it blew up in their face. So what do? Well, we go argue in front of the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, in their sheer lunacy, says, well, it's just a tax and Congress has the right to lay and collect taxes. Yeah, that's it. There's your fix. It's in. So if I choose not to join the Obama madness, what's going to happen to me? Oh, I'll get fined and penalized. You will carry Obamacare. You will be part of that system, folks. Just as eventually you will be disarmed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Well, in our new Orwellian society, double plus good on this one. Ken in Virginia ought to like this one. Congressman Paul Brown, Republican out of Georgia, just introduced Ron Paul's Audit the Fed bill in the new Congress's H.R. 24, vowing to pick up exactly where Dr. Paul left off. Okay. They're trying to mobilize at least 12 million Americans to turn up the heat on Congress to pass Audit the Fed. And you know what? Ron McDonald, I know I will get no argument from you that the Fed Reserve has to go.
Absolutely none. No argument whatsoever. But, you know, my only thing about Audit the Fed is that right in the 14th Amendment, it says the debt cannot be questioned. And that is a political question and may be looked in the light of questioning the debt itself by an audit.
So you're saying that we have no right to audit a private corporation?
I'm saying we have no right to audit a private foreign corporation that is not part of the United States.
Okay, do they still have a charter going on, or did they just do away with that?
I think they do, but it's like a mutual partnership. It is not a captain sailor type of situation. It's not a master servant situation. It's a partnership.
Huh.
and partnership, which one's stronger than the other? They both have equal power.
This has finally made the rounds on mainstream media. The Jewish fellow that for 10 years driving in HOV lanes by himself, well, he wasn't really by himself. He's been wanting to get arrested or pulled over and at least ticketed for driving in the HOV lanes by himself. But in the front seat of his car, he had something that he claims is, another passenger. And that's another person in the car. Corporation forms. Now, when I heard this, I thought, you know, gosh, what is the point of doing this? That he wants to use the HOV lane for himself to beat other traffic? Or is it to reinforce and actually have a lower court ruling on saying that, yes, corporations are just people too?
Yeah, I think he found the ultimate loophole.
This stinks to high heavens to me. I mean, it really does. Dude, suffer like everybody else. Get back in the proper lane and stay tied up in traffic. Getting back to the issue here of guns and the myriad of different ways that they're, well, just trying to keep the guns out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them. Mike Adams over at Natural News came along with this one. He said all Americans who have been prescribed psychiatric medications could be denied their constitutional rights under gun control legislation expected to be introduced into the U.S. Senate on January 22nd. Although the actual text of the bill is not yet available, and what the hell difference does that make? They're passing bills that these guys are voting on that they're not even reading it because they're being handed the bills 5-10 minutes before a vote, so I don't see what difference that makes. Now, this echoes the present-day denial of the Second Amendment rights to veterans diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, in an effort to deny gun ownership privileges to as many Americans as possible, Senator Feinstein, oh, God, can we just, like, outlaw her for being unconstitutional? And other proponents of total citizen disarmament could simply expand the definition of those deemed mentally unfit for gun purchases to include anyone who has ever been prescribed an antidepressant or a drug for ADHD. John Rappaport evidently was talking to Mike Adams on this deal, editor of No More Fake News, in a phone conversation he had with him, and basically even describing psychiatrists as being the new cops on the block to determine whether you have any rights at all. Now, conducting further research on the subject, Mike Adams says he found that a national database of prescription drug users already exists. Oh, and it was created by the National All Schedules Prescription Electronic Reporting Act. I didn't even know there was a thing. It's called NASPR, signed into law by the guy that would never violate the Constitution, President George W. Bush, back in 2005. Isn't that the guy that said the Constitution's just a GD piece of paper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same guy. Now, the intent of this NASPRI law was to stop patients from dock hopping from one city or state to another in a scam to acquire prescription or controlled substances, such as powerful painkillers. But the effort to monitor controlled substances has kind of metamorphized into something far more insidious, or a multi-state data-sharing prescription drug surveillance program now run by 48 states. Don't you find this kind of ironic? Now that we've been talking about most of these school shootings are done by people, young adults, on what? The serotonin intake inhibitor, whatever the name of that stuff is, SSRIs. Isn't this ironic that this twisted little wench did this sort of thing? So are they saying here that prescription or these psychotropic drugs are actually the fault of a lot of violence, gun violence? So they're just trying to keep... Yeah.
Indirectly, yeah.
Yeah, indirectly. And I'm free. And I'm... Yeah, I'm really free. Well, kind of an indirect sort of way.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And, oh boy, I just love this guy. Keyboard Warrior up in Canada. Emails me, thanks Horst, I appreciate this. What a society you people live in, and not a man or men to change it. Better men in Iceland, lots of talk and no action. Looks like the cowardly Italians, Drake. And he put in parentheses, change sides in midstream, is prevalent in the good old U.S. of A. Don't get America back by sitting on your fat ace. Well, I do believe you probably just violated the hate laws up there in Canada. Horst, shame on you. You know, if you're all that fat and sassy, why don't you just call into the show? I hate keyboard warriors. I really do. They get real snarky on a keyboard. And I'm not real good. I usually do one-liners in replies to emails. Would you like the number? 800-313-9443. Feeling a little feisty today? Go ahead, make the call. All right. What else is up here? Oh, gosh, yes. This big, fat document I've got in my hand. The National Defense Authorization Act. You know that was created back in 1974? Didn't we have a president, let me see, that was unseated from office, Tricky Dick? Yeah. And, I've heard the reasoning why he was pulled out of office, and it wasn't because of the 18 blank minutes. You know, didn't he do the bankers? Shouldn't he have been in good stead with the bankers and everybody associated because he basically closed the gold window back in 1971? wasn't that enough to keep him from being impeached?
Yeah, well, you know, he actually never went through the impeachment process. He just resigned.
Yeah. Well, under,
and then the under, thing that the thing that bothered me is after he resigned, he goes over to communist China.
Well, yes, there were for many, many years. Only Nixon can go to China. Well, him and his sidekick, Mr. Henry Kissinger, the globalist, the guy that helped set up a lot of the globalist plans. Oh, it's just for trade. It's just for business. Don't worry about it. Well, the entire plan around illegal arrest and detention by the government to declare themselves to be at war with the public of the USA, it's not just bogus. The current takeover and takedown of the United States was planned by the Reagan administration using national security directives that date back to 1983. Everything from the Patriot Act to the current disarming of America was begun by Rumsfeld and Cheney, who traded off between White House Chief of Staff and Secretary of Defense, plus Bush Sr. and Kissinger, when this unholy crew of the Zionistas, the writer says, came together after Nixon was disgraced. Gerry Ford, gosh, we just think, folks, aren't we lucky? We only had to put up with a couple of years of him falling down steps and stuff. Was the appointed traitor who was planted in the White House to allow all of this to be created. But again, it started under Red Ronnie's regime. Our national security papers were ghost-like papers from 1983, quietly became the National Defense Authorization Act of 2011. Obama then authorized a change from national security papers that had been growing in the dark since 1983 to December of 2011. The papers were then turned from their illegal form into a formal document that was signed into national law on January 1st of last year. By January 1st of this year, the feral government, as this writer puts it, was still trying to force the public to accept that this government considers to be a fact, namely that the Constitution and the Republic are totally dead because the traitors say that this nation is at war. The threat that the very, this is the threat they keep throwing in your face, folks. Oh, you know, it's Al-Qaeda. It's people that want to destroy this country so we're so free and so prosperous. Anybody checked around lately? We're no longer free and we're no longer prosperous. Now, there are sometimes telling hints in popular television events that offer the average person some clues as to what the government is doing. Why is it so necessary to understand that the minds of the U.S. traitors that are taking over? Bear in mind that Hollywood enjoys special access to the military fantasies of the Pentagon, and in order to use their very special brand of psyops, not so subtly, by the way, to convince the naive public to believe the crap that they want to plant in the public's mind. Then it goes into examples of it. There was a program called Alias that ran from 2001 to 2005. In episode 17 of the 2001 series, when it first came out, the National Security Directive is used, 81A, to lawfully detain an active agent in theory forever without trial. Now, this is a supposedly real national security threat. In 2001, the public had no inkling that a day could come when such fictitious-sounding yet totally illegal actions could ever become a routine part of life in the United States today. Now, it showed that in that episode that the viewing public, that the government had in their minds already dumped due process and habeas corpus along with the freedom of speech, and that the right to question the government about any wars and their actions or illegality behind their declared wars. Well, what's going on now is the final chapter in the war that was begun by the intervention in the United States Supreme Court on December 12th of 2000, which forced the public to accept George W. Bush as the dictator who called himself the decider. And I'm quoting, "The writ of habeas corpus in a court order a prisoner can obtain requiring the jailer to come into court and justify his detention of a prisoner in a traditional way in which those held can demand a fair trial by jury and a civilian court. The writ of habeas corpus is a treasured part of our traditional liberty. Belief that the British were infringing it was one cause of the American Revolution. Now, the writ is called a privilege rather than a right because it is a creation of the legal system rather than a natural right like the right to free speech. Now, this is January 7th, folks. The entire population of the United States is the clear target. The traitors are those who will succeed if they are not stopped before the entire nation can be disarmed. Another controversial position taken by President Obama is the expansion of the federal authority beyond Afghanistan and a war against terrorism. And this is how they did it. And a secret interagency memorandum issued by the administration's legal counsel in 2010, whenever someone who is a threat to the security of the United States is located, even outside of war zones, such as Afghanistan, it is lawful to kill them. If it is not feasible to take him alive, this expanded geographic jurisdiction was demonstrated in the case of Anwar al-Awlaki, an alleged leader of al-Qaeda who was killed in 2011 by the American drone in Yemen, with secret consent from the Yemeni president. Thus, the war is not simply restricted to terrorist activities in Afghanistan anymore. It can be anywhere. The case was also unprecedented in that it marked the federal government's targeted killing of U.S. citizen without trial. Now, a lot of this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, it was like the Patriot Act. That, well, somehow we got to institute that. I mean, just take a look at, you know, New York City, that terrible day back in 2001, September 11th. That legislation had already been drawn up and it was waiting for that false flag episode. I mean, do they think we're totally stupid out here? Do they think that they've been successful in flushing all real history down the drain along with everybody else that remembers it?
Well, what do they say? What's that statement? Throw enough dirt against the mud against the wall, some of it sticks. People become very credible of what their government is saying on the whole. I think they use the best strategy in the world, and that is to dupe and continue to dupe the American people.
You know,
I know it makes you sick. It makes me sick, and that's why I can't celebrate this year from any other year, because they're all the same.
Well, like I said, something put something in front of New Year. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. Good show today.
Hi.
I had a quick question for Ron. I was wondering if he had ever done much research into these presidential executive orders, because I think the key question that no one's really kicking around is or demanding to know is, what gives this guy the authority to act like a dictator? I sure know that our founding fathers never intended to have any president be a dictator. And as far as I can tell, I don't see anything in the Constitution or anything else that gives this fellow the authority that they think they've got. I just wonder if Ron has done any research.
I have, and there are a lot of old books on Google Books that you can check into on that. But the thing that's different today than any other period of time in the history of America is that we're under a state of emergency. And under a state of emergency, the president does become the dictator. So he does have that authority. And I mentioned earlier in the show, the limited powers delegated to the office of the presidency no longer exist. It's whatever he wishes to do, he has the right to do. What was it Johnson that said? He was asked by one of the media, where do you get such great power? And he says, any power I don't have, I assume I do.
I mean, I see it
right there in a nutshell.
Wow, yeah, that pretty well explains it. Now, isn't essentially, though, public policy, because doesn't Congress still have a right to try and overturn an executive order within 30 days? Or is it still just a
commandment? I have no idea on that.
Okay.
You know, we're not supposed to have the federal government interfering with the citizenry of the states. That's the first fraud against the American people. That's a social compact amongst the states. That's what the federal constitution is. It has nothing to do with people. That's between the states and the federal government. We have our own public trust called the constitution within the state That's what we're supposed to be dealing with. But you can see what happened. Yeah.
I see what you mean there. But to go back to the state of emergency, I know it's been ongoing for numerous decades. I know they renew it every so often. But isn't this almost a parliamentary trick, too, to create this artificial dictatorship or something? Or, is there provision anywhere that says, okay, we're in a state of emergency, but, I've never seen anything constitutionally or anything else that even allows that condition to exist?
Well, let's put it this way. When you're in the black, you have money in the bank account, right? Actual money. When you're in the red, what happens? You're in an emergency. In this country, the liabilities outweigh the assets. There is no money in the treasury. Therefore, you have a defunct government to start with. It needs an honest money system to have a sovereign country. You know, one of the things I found in the Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, as I was reading it on the taxation, and in there they had a statement saying something about the territories of the United States. And there was a little note that I had to follow through on the word territory because it was in lowercase. And they said the reason we put territory in lowercase is that there are no longer territories of the United States. What does that tell you? Something's afoot, isn't it?
Sure.
So if there's no longer territories of the United States, they don't have control over them. Who does? And if the money of accounts is a foreign money system, and your courts are dealing in a foreign money system, then what makes the law in that courtroom? The foreign corporation.
Yeah, whatever they decide it is.
Yeah.
But when you talk about, the liabilities far outstrip the assets, are you saying that the assets of this country, including the mineral deposits and the land and everything else, could not be used to offset whatever supposed liabilities are? And aren't these liabilities a fiction anyway?
Well, you're pointing out the most reasonable aspect of this whole thing. We have so much natural resources in this country that we should be the wealthiest country in the world. But why aren't we tapping into it? Because everything has changed into an administrative process or commercial process. Back in the end of the 19th century, they passed a law of imperpetuity, changing the very nature of land throughout the entire United States, changing it from privately owned land to commercial land. And who has the right to regulate commerce? Not you or I.
Yeah,
so you can see it's a strategy. It's been a long sequential order of strategic moves to remove the wealth from the most wealthiest people in the world.
Yeah. Okay, it explains it then. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
By the way, Ron, hasn't all the assets been pledged toward the debt? Would that not include all the mineral, everything, every stick?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you buy something with a debtor's instrument, let's say you have an IOU and you buy it with the IOU, do you actually own that thing? You own the thing that you've transferred your IOU onto. You don't, because a lien follows it. So that's what's happened here. Every inch of this country is liened, not by the United States, nor any citizen within the United States. It's the monetary system. You know, when you go to the IRS site, they'll probably tell you that who owns the debt. Well, the people own the debt because they buy bonds and this and that. That's all a ruse. You can't own something that there's never a value placed on that something. If a paper dollar bill, a $100 bill or a $1,000 bill has no value whatsoever, then you cannot use it to acquire value. That would defy economic principles.
We have some breaking stuff, and thank you, Noon 222, for posting this. our own city council down here in Austin, Texas. Actually, I'm in Williamson County in Round Rock, but we're close enough to Travis County. We're the next county over. And, of course, Austin being the seat of Texas here. This one member, Mike Martinez, told the, and they quote even the Statesman wrong. It's the Austin American Statesman. That's why I always call it the Austin Un-American Statesman. They quoted Mike Martinez by saying that we don't have the right to organize and hold gun shows on private property. Here is the news clip in hot off of KITV News with a brand new talking head that I've never even seen before. Do we have that set? Is that set? Okay.
Well, the great gun debate, how they should be regulated and who should regulate them, has long been a hot-button issue. And now that question's come up, should gun shows be banned in Travis County? Well, that's what commissioners are considering this week, and KITV's Adam Bennett shows us what's behind Tuesday's vote and the impact it could have. Adam?
Well, Hunter, those gun shows remain very popular events here in the Austin area. Some of the most popular events, especially at the Expo Center, about a quarter of the total events scheduled for this year are gun shows. But after tomorrow, depending on how this vote goes, they could need to find another place to go. Travis County commissioners are considering whether or not to stop leasing the Expo Center and county-owned facilities for those gun shows. Now, the promoter has already paid a deposit for 9 gun shows in the next roughly 12 months, including one in just over 2 weeks. Now, a number of different types of guns are sold at these shows, including assault type and semi-automatic weapons. Based on previous gun shows, the county says banning these could cost them around $128,000 in revenue. Now, commissioners have said some citizens see this as a positive step forward when it comes to the community safety, but others think it's an infringement on their rights, especially because this arena is publicly owned. Reporting live in downtown Austin this morning, Adam Bennett, KITV Morning News.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So here's what Martinez said to the Austin Un-American Statesman. Let me stop this here before I get interrupted. There we go. Gun shows allow people with criminal records to purchase a firearm without undergoing a background check. Now, these proposed laws would close that loophole by just banning gun shows altogether. Now, there is a misnomer out there that you cannot take a privately owned firearm to one of these gun shows and sell it. You can. And you can even do it in a parking lot. There is nothing to prohibit the sale here in Texas of a firearm to another individual without undergoing that little background check. So here it is, folks, out of the Lone Star State, how they're going to get rid of the loopholes, they're just going to ban gun shows altogether. Or at least they're going to try. This is why I always refer to Austin, Texas, as being the little Moscow on the Colorado. These people are insane. This is an Agenda 21 city, too, as well. And a lot of people don't, it's right under everybody's noses here in Central Texas, but a lot of people don't even see it yet. God, they're stealthy. Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
How are you doing, Matt?
Hi.
I have a question for Ron.
Okay.
The caller asked, where does the president get the authority to impose these executive orders? And Ron's answer was, when he declares a state of emergency, that set him up as a dictator. And my question is, if declaring a state of emergency is not in the Constitution, then where does he get the right to declare a state of emergency?
Well, those are the War Powers Act under Commander-in-Chief. It's something that is a principle of all nations, is that when the state is in an emergency, or the flag is at half-mast, or whatever it is, upside down, there is now a dictator policy involved. And you'll know that the executive order doesn't follow anything else but what we've already been used to. We're used to following regulation. And the first time I saw a regulation ever used in this country is right after the Revolutionary War, when Massachusetts said, we are no longer under law, we're under regulation, until we can deem what law we fall under, the new colonies. So you can see regulation is nothing but a ruler at that point. So do rulers have the right to promote executive orders or regulations? Yes, they do. But it is a false emergency. And has been a false emergency.
Well, if this country has a constitution which limits the ruler, so you're comparing it to other countries, This Constitution says he can only do this and nothing more.
In the time of war or a national emergency. We have been in that emergency since March 9th of 1933. This is what, and Joel, this is what they don't remind people every time a president does something that's considered to be a little extra constitutional. He is always referred to being the president, the commander-in-chief. We have always been at war. We're at war with Eurasia or whatever. We are always at war with somebody. So they just shortened it. I mean, a couple of years ago, did we notice that the president, the Congress says, well, we don't need the Congress anymore to do war against a sovereign nation. The president can declare it himself.
Yeah, otherwise the president is a civilian in office. In other times that there isn't a state of emergency. And that's his absolute role in a time of peace. If you read what was in the Scarlet Letter, Nathaniel Hawthorne,
Hawthorne.
That's it. Thank you.
I know you got a leftover from the flu there, so I'll help you.
Yeah. Page 10 says that I knew we were at a point of peace at this point because the flag was flying horizontally. And this is the power of symbology in this country. It's the power that presidents have used. There hasn't been an actual civilian in office since. During the Civil War and shortly thereafter. I mean, it's been plotted.
So
may I add a very good job at it?
Is the state of emergency the same as a declared war?
No. And if you look up a legitimate government, you'll see that we do not fall under a legitimate government because, again, for it to be a legitimate government, it must have a treasury where the assets are far greater than the liabilities. Well, it's not that way anymore. So we're not being ruled by a common law system. We're being ruled by admiralty, but it's not U.S. admiralty that's ruling it.
All right. It's, we know it's not working. Whatever they're doing is...
Of course it's not working. I mean,
actually, it is. It's working in accordance with the plans they had endeavored to proceed on.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. They wanted this to occur.
So basically, you can't use the Constitution against them?
No.
They just pretend that they go along with that.
Well let me ask you, if you have a corporation that goes into bankruptcy, can you use that corporation... and the powers under that corporation, or are you now under a trustee?
You're under the trustee.
But, I know, but corporations were never mentioned in the Constitution. You're bringing up this corporation thing.
I'm telling you, if they have no money backing them up, they are in bankruptcy. It doesn't matter, and they are a fiction.
Okay. I'm no straighter now than when I called.
Okay.
I'll let you go.
Thank you, Joel. Right. I should do the quote that I've often said about Thomas Jefferson back in 1802 about the banks and the corporations that grow up around them, but I'm not going to bother. Ron McDonald, thank you, sir.
Hey, always my pleasure, John.
Thank you all for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow. Ranting Andy Hoffman will be with us. Tune in tomorrow. This should be an interesting program. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. With finance.